Hi, everybody. So today I want to talk about soul shifts. And this is coming from the book Soul Shifts by Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. She talks about how if we want to change our life, the outside of our life, we need to change it from the inside out. At the level of the conscious and subconscious mind, at the vibrational level. So the first soul shift that she talks about is the shift from searching to opening. So instead of searching for wisdom and searching for what we want in our life, we just need to look inside instead of outside. Because all the knowledge and everything that we're looking for is already inside of us. Then she goes to talking about the shift from seeking to seeing. So, in other words, feel that we have these obstacles that we need to climb in our lives to be where we want to be, to reach our destination. But really, these walls are just illusions. We're looking at the top, trying to figure out how to climb these obstacles, when really, if we just look down right in front of our face, there's a door and we can just go right through it. The next shift is from modulating your seeing to seeing everything. So, a lot of times we look through this narrow slit, this narrow view of life and of everything around us. And if we can just pull up the shades and look at everything as a whole, then we can shift our conscious mind and stop looking through blinders and look at everything around you. And from there, she goes to the shift. From searching to remembering. So we're not missing anything that we need. We just need to remember what we've forgotten. And that's not to say that we're remembering something that we've forgotten, but we're remembering that we've had that the whole time. We've always had that information. We're just learning how to get back to it, to access it. Fifth soul shift is from thinking about transformation to living it. It's not all about feeling better, it's about being better. So, like I said, transforming from the inside out. We're not trying to shift our thinking so that we feel better about ourselves. It's so that we are a better person at the soul level. And then there's the shift from trying to control the outside to shifting yourself from the inside out. To improve the quality of life, you have to improve the quality of your choices. And to improve the quality of your choices, you have to improve the quality of your thoughts and emotions. And to improve the quality of your thoughts and emotions, you need to improve the quality of your consciousness. So, to shift everything in your life, you first just need to shift your consciousness. Because, as I'll talk about in a minute, everything is vibration. We're all vibrations. And if you can shift your consciousness at that vibrational level, then it will have lasting change. Everybody. So today we're talking about soul shifts in the book by Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. In her book, she talks about all the many shifts that our soul makes to reach a higher vibration and to change our outside life by starting at the inside. It's about spiritual physics 101, which is that truth number one is that everything in the universe is vibrating energy. And modern science confirms that everything in the universe, all sound, light, and matter, is simply pure energy vibrating at different frequencies. What we see as solid matter simply appears to be solid and unmoving through the lens of our senses, but when we look at that matter on a subatomic level and beyond, it isn't solid matter at all. Rather, it is pure energy vibrating at a particular rate of speed. Truth number two is that everything in the universe is vibrating at a unique vibrational speed. If everything in the universe is sourced from the same vibrating energy, why do you look different from a tree or a cat or a star? The reason is that each particular thing has its own unique vibrational frequency or character based on how rapidly or slowly it is vibrating. When the vibrational frequency of matter slows down, the matter becomes more physically dense and solid. The vibrational frequency of matter increases or vibrates more rapidly. It becomes less and less dense, less and less solid, until it eventually becomes etheric. And truth number three is that the ultimate source energy never changes. So even though this one source energy changes form, manifesting into everything that exists in creation, including you, it never changes its essence. It is always the same ultimate energy. So when many of us try to change ourselves on the level of our thoughts, on the level of our feelings, or on the level of our behavior, this isn't transformation. This is control. You're trying to manage instead of master yourself. And micromanaging doesn't work for long periods of time. So the first shift that you may need to make is not just positive thinking. You need to shift from positive thinking to positive vibrating. If your thoughts are not in alignment with the deepest vibration of your heart and your soul, you won't be able to sustain them. Your mind cannot sustain loving thoughts about yourself if deep within you're vibrating with self-judgment. Your mind cannot sustain thoughts about being abundant if deep within you're vibrating with feelings of unworthiness. Your mind cannot sustain thoughts about being capable and confident if deep within you're vibrating with self-doubt and insecurity. Your mind cannot sustain thoughts about wanting a fulfilling intimate relationship if deep within you're vibrating with fear and mistrust. So that's going to lead us into our next couple of soul shifts. The next one is the shift from thinking of yourself as an emotional, intellectual being to understanding that you're a vibrational being. We do relate to things on an emotional level and on an intellectual level, but our primary, way that we experience the world is vibrations. It's like when you drop a pebble into a pond or something, you can see the ripple effect, and that's how our vibrations affect everyone, and everyone's vibrations affect us. And the closer you are to the origin of that vibration, the more it's going to affect you. Vibration affects vibration. You are a vibration in constant action and reaction with everything. Your thoughts and emotions are vibrationally broadcasting out to the world all the time. That means as a walking vibrational being, you're affecting everything all the time. It is impossible for you not to affect everything. Shift from thinking of your relationships and interactions with people as emotional to understanding that all of your interactions are primarily vibrational. You're always being assessed vibrationally by others before you say or do anything. You are being felt. Your vibration is your most powerful form of communication. Even if we don't open our mouth, we're still communicating to others. Okay, I'm just going to go through a couple more soul shifts today. You can again read the book. It's Soul Shifts, Transformative Wisdom for Creating a Life of Authentic Awakening, Emotional Freedom, and Practical Spirituality by Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. And the next shift I want to talk about is the shift from only speaking your truth to vibrating your truth. So you can't fake your vibration. You can't hide your vibration. You can't camouflage it with words. You can't hide it behind actions or try to manage its appearance. People will feel your vibration even if they don't register that this is what they're feeling. If you say, "Trust me, I know what I'm doing," but you're vibrating at a different level, a level of self-doubt, people are going to know. They're going to feel it, even if they can't put their finger on why they don't trust you. They will feel that they don't trust you. So it's important to not only speak your truth, but vibrate in that truth. The shift from picking and choosing when to be conscious to remembering that everything counts. So you can't pick and choose when you're going to be a good person or when you're going to be trustworthy. Soul shift recalibration technique that you can use. And that's to say this statement: it's okay if today I fill in the blank because today doesn't count. So you can say, it's okay if today I indulge in my anger because today doesn't count. It's okay if I take a vacation from my values and treat other people disrespectfully because today doesn't count. Say it out loud and think to yourself, how does it feel when you say that? It feels bad, right? You feel on a vibrational level, at the soul level, that what you're saying is wrong. It does count. Everything counts, every little thing. I'll just do one more because I feel this one is important, and that's the shift from just noticing what is happening to consciously choosing in each moment. So instead of just looking around and noticing what's happening around us, we can impact our lives by choosing what to do or how to react or what to say in each moment of life that we are given. And that will make such a huge impact for your life months from now, years from now. Everything that you say and do impacts your life. They say 3 months from now. So 3 months from now, what you say and do today is going to make a difference. So I'm just going to end today with one quote and one mantra that she includes in the book. And the quote is attributed to Rumi. And it's, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." And that just shows us that, you know, you need to change from the inside out. You can't change your outer world until you change your inner world. Her soul shift mantra is, "Today I am going to see what there is to see, to feel what there is to feel, and to know what there is to know." And that was your sacred wisdom for today. If you would like to join my Facebook group, you can find it at facebook.com/groups/connectingthroughuniversalenergy. Thank you.